from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Andrea Kissick with Quest, our weekly series on local science and environmental issues. It's that time of year again. Temperatures are hot, and so we're cranking up the air conditioning. That means more electricity for the power grid, more greenhouse gas emissions, more global warming, and with warmer temperatures, more air conditioning. There are a few ways to halt this vicious cycle, one of which starts with a makeover for the machine itself. Amy Standen reports.
Hey there, this is Al.
How's it going?
Pretty good.
Hi. Temperatures in Antioch today are supposed to hit 105 degrees, but that will not be a problem for Al Mason, who's standing in his very cool living room.
During the summer, without the air, it was miserable.
What's it like now?
Oh, it's wonderful.
That's because Mason just put a $10,000 AC and heating system into his 1940s bungalow. Installer Jeff Scalier of the Blue Star Heating and Air Conditioning Company takes me outside to show off the motor.
So this particular unit, I call it the Cadillac. It's an HDL is the name of the unit. It's side discharge.
Like other homes in this shady, tree-lined neighborhood, Mason's house was designed in an era before home air conditioning was common, with shaded windows and thick walls that keep cool air inside. Nevertheless, Mason works from home, and like a growing number of Californians, AC had started seeming more like a necessity than a luxury. Today, about half of California homes have central air conditioning, up from 20% in 1980.
We're practically at a time when any house in California that's new is going to get built with air conditioning.
That's Art Rosenfeld of the California Energy Commission. He's a physicist who's studied energy for more than 30 years.
It doesn't cost very much to the homeowner, but it costs a great deal to the utility because what they're faced with is what they call the load from hell, which means loads which come on only on the 10 hottest afternoons of the year.
Like clockwork on those 10 hottest days, millions of Californians come home, flip on the AC, all at the same time. Electricity demand jumps 50%. California has to run dozens of part-time, high-polluting power plants called peakers just to deal with it. Things could be worse. Air conditioners are almost twice as efficient today as they were in 1970. But it's still not enough. Again, Art Rosenfeld.
Per square foot, a new home in Sacramento today only uses one quarter as much air conditioning electricity as it would have if we hadn't gotten our standards act together. On the other hand, houses have gotten bigger by like 30%.
Add to that the fact that California is expected to add another 8 million people by 2030. That's like 8 new cities the size of San Jose. And meanwhile, the world's getting hotter. For all of these reasons, Rosenfeld says, it's time to reinvent the air conditioner once more. And that's exactly what's happening here in this San Rafael attic.
So where does that data point show up on the graph?
On the day I visited air conditioning entrepreneur John Proctor's lab, it was about 75 degrees outside, maybe 25% humidity.
There's a reason why we live here.
Meanwhile, 2,800 miles to the east, residents of Gainesville, Florida, were wiping their brows in 80% humidity, a different climate entirely. Yet those Floridians were using exactly the same kinds of air conditioners that we have here in California. And therein, says Proctor, lies the problem.
We have sort of a one-size-fits-all air conditioner for the United States.
Because air conditioners are designed for all climates, they don't work perfectly in any climate.
In southern Florida, you have to do a lot of dehumidification, whereas in most of California, you don't have to do any dehumidification at all. So what they're doing is taking moisture out of the inside air and dumping it down the drain.
With funding from the State Energy Commission, Proctor has designed AC systems specifically for dry western climates. They use 20% less electricity than what's on the market today. If all Californians switched to these AC units, entire power plants could be retired. It would make such a big difference that Art Rosenfeld went all the way to Washington, D.C. to tell lawmakers about it in person.
I was able to go to Congress and say, here is something which has a 2-year payback, which will save us $10 billion a year as a state, and it's come to pass. Hallelujah.
Now it's up to the Federal Department of Energy to turn the recommendation from Congress into law, a process that's taking place right now. Soon, there may be three kinds of AC units on the market, one for the hot, dry West, one for the humid South, and another for the temperate Midwest. But despite the fact that he designed some of these new machines, John Proctor, over in San Rafael, won't have any of them in his house.
No, I don't have an air conditioner. And at night, we open up all the windows. The house cools off. We close the windows and close the drapes when we go to work and when we come home. It's generally between 70 and 74 degrees in our house, even though it's 95 or 100 outside. So we don't need an air conditioner.
For those in hotter climates, Proctor has designed a retrofit to make existing AC units more efficient. It costs $400, but it pays for itself in about 2 years. With Quest, I'm Amy Standen, KQED Radio News.
How can you retrofit your AC for California climate? Find out at kqed.org/quest.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, the Gordon and Betty Moore Foundation, and the Fidesz Family Foundation.